Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Seems like I've spent my whole life hoping, dreaming of things I've never tried. Tangled in knots just waiting for my time to shine. What if the doors began to open? What if the knots became untied? What if one day nothing stood in my way and the world was mine? Would it feel this far?
Hello and welcome back to Patreon with Cheese. I'm joined as always by my wonderful editor and fairly good friend, Elizabeth Esten. How are you doing, Liz?
I am good. I'm good. Just gotten on some adventures. It's a good time.
Oh, yes. Some tangled adventures.
Yeah, they're very tangled, even though I got a haircut, so they're less tangled now.
Yeah. At least you can cut your hair. Rapunzel, on the other hand, she's into some hijinks where she can't cut her hair anymore.
Rapunzel's hair is made of steel.
Yeah. So we're talking about the first two official episodes of Tangled the Series, or Rapunzel's Tangled Adventure. It's called by both names, strangely.
I don't know.
The first episode is What the Hair? What goes on in the first episode, Liz?
So Rapunzel, her hair is so long, but they figured out a way to not make it drag on the floor. For the rest of the show, it's less annoying. So thank God for that.
Yeah, it's easier to animate.
It's much easier to animate when it's just a giant braid in the back of her head that logically does not make sense if you think about it for 10 seconds. But I won't get into animation physics.
Logistically, who cares? 2D animation, you gotta make an easy character model.
There's some anime physics. It parried its way into Rapunzel's magical adventures. It's fine. So Rapunzel's hair is way too long, and it's annoying, so she wants to get it cut. Cassandra's like, hey, I know this dude. His name is Varian, and he can help figure out what's wrong with your hair.
I mean, that sounds like a D&D name, it
does.
Varian.
Also, he looks like a D&D character, so.
Yeah, he does. And Varian is, I feel like he's probably the one there's the most, like, / fiction about it, right?
Oh, 100%.
How would you describe him?
Varian,
steampunk nerd?
Steampunk nerd who says alchemy instead of magic, which I don't know. I've never seen Full Metal Alchemist, so I don't understand this jibber jabber. So he's very anti-magic. He's like, I don't do magic. I do alchemy. Like, okay.
Okay.
So you're doing magic and you're in denial, Varian. Okay, cool. Yeah, sure. You sound like Jeremy Jordan, but I still don't believe you.
It's Jeremy Jordan trying to sound like a nerd.
Jeremy Jordan is not a nerd. He is not a nerd. If you look at him for 2 seconds. He's that guy in high school who I'd want to date but would never get the chance to because I'm in the stage crew and he's the lead in the theater department.
Like, did you ever hear Jeremy Jordan describe his time where he was almost Zac Efron in The Greatest Showman? And the okay, so you did not hear this story.
No, I did. I made a face for you because you guys can't see.
Okay, so throughout the entire development of that movie musical, he was doing the singing for the Jeremy Jordan part, for the Zac Efron part with Hugh Jackman while they were developing it. And eventually they have to present the songs to Fox, and Hugh Jackman just had throat surgery, so they're like, well, Jeremy Jordan, why don't you sing the entire thing? This is all in your range. And he's like, this is my chance. This is basically my audition in front of everyone. And then, like, the day before, he got really sick, and he's, like, flying out, like, so sick, and he's like, I'm gonna sing this part, I'm gonna do it, and then he sings, like, there's two high moments that he was talking about, and the first one, the first high moment, he fucking cracks, and he's like, I just gotta make it to the From Now On song, because that'll be me, like, really selling it. So he gets through the entire score, and he gets to From Now On, he starts singing it, and Hugh Jackman gives him a look, and he's like, and he just felt his heartbreak, and he's like, what was supposed to be my moment became Hugh Jackman's moment, and then I hear in the hall that they're already asking Zac Efron for the part.
Oh no.
And the problem is, the video of this exists, and you can watch Jeremy Jordan get cucked for the first time his entire life, like the first time that man has ever heard the word no.
He was in Smash too. Oh god, I thought Smash was his career low, but oh god.
No, that moment of getting cucked by Hugh Jackman was his career low.
Well, now Hugh Jackman's getting cucked, so it's okay. We're recording this the day after the Music Man reviews have released the internet. Yeah.
So we're not in our most, like, let's defend Hugh Jackman of moods.
No. Because the whole, the neutered Music Man is out on Broadway right now just doing something.
It's doing bad. Like, have you seen the Music Man? I know we're going to get back to Tangled, I promise.
I have never seen the Music Man. I've seen Cold Showers for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend because I've seen that show a lot. And I know that's a Music Man homage, and that's all I know about the Music Man.
The Music Man is a great show that's literally just making fun of middle America.
Oh, I also have seen Musical Hell's video on the Matthew Broderick Music Man, which looks really bad.
Yeah, that's not a good version. It has moments. It has... Kristen Chenoweth is very good in that version.
Well, Kristen Chenoweth is good doing literally anything.
She's a little miscast because you want to see her have fun, and she's kind of playing the misanthrope in that.
Yeah.
I mean, but she sings it beautifully. And they just kind of take it, and it's like, oh, anything that's like making fun of these people, we're taking out. Like, any of their like misguided natures, their racism and all that. Where the show is aware that they're racist and making them look dumb for being racist.
The point, people.
Yeah.
We need to point out these problems in society.
And of course, the Shapoopy song, which I'm sure you've heard of at least through Family Guy.
Yes, I have heard the Shapoopy song only through Family Guy. Because now it's stuck in my head now that you've said the title.
Yes, but you at least know the lyrics of Shapoopy, Shapoopy, the girl who's hard to get, the Shapoopy, which is just about like trying to woo a girl and the girl that makes you wait is worth it, and it's like about making fun of culture, the male culture, and like all that. But then they're like, we gotta wokeify it. So now Shapoopies are a boy, and it's like the girl that the guy that waits for it and to prove that he's the right guy. So now the Shapoopy's the guy that asks consent.
Oh.
Is basically it. That is the level of changes they're making in that musical.
Dear Lord, I hate it.
And it just feels cynical. Like, if it was changes made for the right reasons, it just feels like we need to be as sanitized as possible. We can't have anything
We need to appeal to all the Broadway moms that want to go see Phantom, but all the tickets are sold out, so they need a place to go. So,
but back to Tangled. They go to Valerian, the last dragon.
Valerian is the name of the type of steel from Game of Thrones.
Oh, what's his name?
Varian.
And there's, I really do appreciate how this show implements good lessons to kids.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of a ridiculous thing, but everyone I noticed like has actually a very good lesson.
Yeah.
That I hadn't seen in another kid's show.
Like, there's a baseline lesson in every episode, but it's like a fun way of executing it. It's like this episode's about.
It doesn't feel crammed in.
Yeah, this episode's about secrets and how we shouldn't keep secrets from people, because Rapunzel's keeping the whole magical hair thing secret from Eugene. And Cassandra's like, I don't trust him because headcanon and fanfiction shipping. I'm not going to get into that because there's a lot of fan art out there about Cassandra Rapunzel that I've learned about.
Oh, yes, there is.
There's a lot of fan art. Ugh. It's like, we need to not keep secrets from people. And, like, I didn't see that as a kid. So I watched an entire show about keeping secrets from people. It's called Kim Possible. She kept secrets from people.
Like Fairly Odd Parents. You can't tell your parents about your Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, I think Hey Arnold had no secrets.
Yeah, Hey Arnold felt relatively healthy. But this one also is fairly pro-secret. Which is when Eugene is brought in on the secret, he's not going to rat out Cassandra.
Cassandra?
They go back and forth between Eugene says Cassandra, Rapunzel says Cassandra, and I don't know which one it is.
It's like, do you like Zachary Levi better or Mandy Moore?
I love them both.
I love them both, too.
Well, technically, I like Mandy Moore better because she's not a crazy fundamentalist Christian that tries to convert people while on sets.
100%. But Zachary Levi is very hot.
Have I told you what he does on sets?
Yes, he hands out Bibles.
Yeah, he will go up to just, like, anyone. He'll be like, hey, good take. He's like, you know how I learned to act that well? I prayed.
I wonder if Rachel Ziegler has a Bible from Zachary Levi.
Why what has she met? Oh, yes, Shazam!
Yeah, Shazam number 2. That hits not out yet.
Shazam the poop. So what happens in this episode? They try to fix Rapunzel's hair, but then Dorky McDorkison has like terrorism machines.
He's basically trying to implement hot water in his village, which, like, holy, I don't know where they come up with that, but okay. So he's like, I have these four generators that are about to explode underneath my village, and I'm gonna surprise them with hot water when it's ready. And then they explode.
Not a good move. I'm gonna say, like, not the best move in the world.
No, but then he pours a dangerous chemical next to them, and magical explosion. And then while this is happening, Rapunzel's tied into a machine to test what's going on with her hair.
Yeah, so I do start to understand where the kink stuff is, because she's in bondage.
She's
can't
literally
move.
In bondage.
Yeah, I see it. I see it.
Also, she's barefoot still the whole time. Just pointing that out. She's never wearing shoes in
this
show.
They point that out a lot in the future episodes.
They point this out in episode 2, because the special guest star points out the one thing he doesn't like about Rapunzel is she doesn't wear shoes.
That's one of the things that she points
many
out.
Things, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. We gotta wrap up this one. There's no new songs in this episode.
No, just wind in my hair.
I mean, is it growing on you?
I liked it the first time. I think it's okay. It might be anti growing on me by the time this series ends.
Oh, but what do you think of that weird song that ends in the end credits, that like weird pop song?
Yeah, like the thing with Disney Plus is it has that like next episode in 10 seconds thing, so you'll hear a little bit of it, but it's still so weird.
It doesn't fit the vibe. It feels like there was a specific... Oh, it sounds like Party in the USA.
It does. It does. It's so bad.
It sounds exactly like Party in the USA in a way that almost makes me uncomfortable. But what do you think of Varian and the Last Dragon?
I like Jeremy Jordan in this part. He's not a nerd, though. He's not a nerd. He's trying to be a nerd. Maybe, I'm assuming he's in more episodes. I'm just throwing this out in the... I thought they cast Jeremy Jordan in this part. Like, they're gonna have him in more episodes. If you wanted to have him one-off character, you cast like Deirdre Baker, who's already doing voice acting stuff and gets like six voices an episode because he's very talented voice actor. I enjoyed Varian. I think he needs more development, but that's not the point of this episode. So
no. What else is there? Did we introduce anyone else who's fun?
Pete the Gart? No, Pete the Gart was introduced earlier.
Yeah. Do we meet anyone else?
No.
We get a lot less play of the parents. They have a little scene where he plays around with his eggs.
Yeah, and the mom is like, it's only been a week since you court-martialed your daughter into not leaving the kingdom.
Yeah.
And it's like, just because it's a tough conversation doesn't mean it didn't need to be had, and I wanted to punch him.
Okay, it is weird that Varian does keep dead naming Eugene, which is kind of shitty.
Yeah, he keeps doing Flynn Rider, which I did last time, admittedly, because I conflate them all the time. But his name is Eugene.
Eugene Fitzherbert.
His name is Eugene.
God damn it,
Fitzherbert, which is a lot of syllables in your mouth, but just get it out there.
At least, you know what? I appreciate them keeping the consistency from what they set up in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, everything that they set up in the movie, this goes perfectly with.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like a reset in the movie. It feels like, okay, all this development happened, and we're just going to keep the developing going.
Develop other things.
Yeah, we're going to develop Rapunzel more. We're going to develop
Eugene more. We did not talk about the most important part of this episode.
What part of the episode?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that With brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
The opening with Donna Murphy!
Oh my god, I forgot Donna Murphy's back in a dream sequence.
Yes! Yes! I remember my jaw was on the floor the first time I saw that. Because, my god, that voice, the one and only Donna Murphy.
I was watching this as I was exporting stuff yesterday, just because I'm a multitasking queen, and I don't need to look at my big computer to export. And I just heard Donna Murphy's voice, because I wasn't looking for a second. I'm like, wait, is that Donna Murphy?
Rapunzel!
And I'm like, oh my god, she's a queen.
Yep. She is the only reason why anyone is still watching The Gilded Age. I know I interviewed Kaylee O'Hara and told her I liked the show. I can lie to people, you know? I'm a pretty good liar.
Oh no, Kaylee O'Hara.
The show's fucking
O'Hara
boring, guys.
Kaylee O'Hara won't
Who the fuck watches once Downton Abbey in America?
My mom?
She loved The Gilded Age?
She hasn't seen it yet because my dad won't watch it with her.
So me and Miranda watched the pilot and then we both like immediately like we're not watching anymore of this. I like it was like so good to see like all those Broadway stars pop up like, hey, there's Patrick Page, Michael Cerveris, oh, so many people. And then I'm like,
acting. They're not even singing. They're all good actors.
They're very good and they're doing the best of the material. My God, I don't care about the material.
Yeah. Now it just gives Patrick Page something else to post about on Instagram because he used to just post about Hadestown and now he posted about both of them.
Have I told the story of Patrick Page getting diarrhea while playing Lumiere?
Not to me.
I think I told on Dear Friends now that I think about it. But Patrick Page like was asked, like, what was the worst theatrical experience you've ever had? He's like, I once went to a place before a show called The Cheesecake Factory. And then halfway through act one, I turn and I am like, I finish Be My Guest. And I'm like, I will not be able to continue. And it takes 15 minutes to get me in and out of my Lumiere costume. And one wrong move, I can be set ablaze. But I said, I need to go to the bathroom immediately. And somehow or another, I was able to do that and get back on before my next cue. And I have never been to the Cheesecake Factory since.
I want someone to write a fan fiction about Patrick Page going to a Cheesecake Factory and having a meet cute with someone. Take your choice. I just want a fan fiction about Patrick Page.
Oh, it'd be William Dafoe or William Dafoe, and they could bond over being the Green Goblin.
Yes. It's the fan fiction of My Dinner with Andre. I never knew I wanted.
My Dinner with Norman.
My dinner with the Osbournes.
Hello, I'm Norman Osborn.
Hello, I am also Norman Osborn.
I am Norman Osborn. I sang a song about being a freak. What did you do? I'm like, I haven't seen No Way Home, by the way. No spoilers.
Willem Dafoe would say, I'm certain of a freak like you myself.
Have you seen The Lighthouse?
I was naked, so
I think. I've never seen The Lighthouse.
He was not naked in that. He has a strange-looking wiener. Either way, let's move on to
episode two.
The next episode. Episode two, which I believe is called Rapunzel's Enemy.
Yes.
Where Richard Kind, the guest star's name is Richard Kind.
Richard Kind.
What happens in this episode?
So Rapunzel, it's the Corona. No, fuck. It's the beer that you only drink in the summer gopher grab. I keep running the name of this kingdom is also the name of something I don't like saying or I'll get in
trouble.
Yeah. I hate the internet. So
the Kingdom 19.
The Kingdom 19 is having the gopher grab, which is a thing where you grab a gopher, which seems anticlimactic as hell, but you know, I don't write children's shows.
I've never tried grabbing a gopher, so maybe it's fun.
I mean, this also sounds like a euphemism, which adds to the bondage thing from the previous episode, so I'm not going to get into the weird implications.
Maybe that's the reason why people are so horny while watching the show.
There's a lot of weird implications to some of these things they're writing. But anyway, so the gopher grab is a thing, and Rapunzel changes the seal of the gopher grab, and she's making a speech about it, and someone boos her. And then she's confused because she's like, ah, booing is like a new foreign way of saying yay. And Eugene is like, no, honey, no.
No.
Someone don't like you. And it ends up being Richard Kine, who's a sweet old man who owns a
sweet shop everyone loves
because he's voiced by Richard Kine. So
I mean, Richard Kine is notably not the nicest person in the world sometimes.
Yeah, but every role he's ever in, I'm like, Richard Kine.
Oh yeah, that's a true character actor.
He really is, though.
Like, even me, I'm like, Richard Kine.
Like in Producers 2005, he's like one of the jurors, and I was like, oh my god, it's yeah. Richard Kine.
When we did the Musicals with Cheese episode on it, one of the Letterboxd reviews was Richard Kine really added to the overall experience.
He did though.
He really did though.
He really did. So Rapunzel has to come to terms with the fact that not everyone's gonna like her, and that's okay. That's a great lesson.
That's an absolutely great lesson.
It's a lesson I'm having trouble learning as an adult on the internet. So,
that's actually like a good lesson for kids to learn that we were never taught as kids.
No,
we never learned.
We're coming to grips with it as adults.
Yeah, and like in any other kids show, they would have resolved and been like, "Oh, I respect you." I just had to see the real you, and no, I still don't like you.
And Rapunzel's like, you know, I don't like you either. It's like, cool. Mutual disagreement.
And speaking of people that don't agree with each other, they love pairing Eugene and what's her name? Cassandra,
whatever her name is. Depends on the episode.
Well, it depends on who's saying. Mandy Moore was in the, I'm going to say Cassandra. And Zachary Levi, I'm going to say Cassandra.
And the producers are
believe in Jesus.
And the producers are just like, let's just let them do what they do. It's fine. They're famous.
We get them for 5 minutes. Come on.
Literally, they're busy.
One season, 5 minutes.
This Is Us is about to be a thing. Mandy Moore's schedule is going to be tight. We need to get her in.
I like this guy's aware that This Is Us is coming.
This man is a fortune teller. At least
I like this episode a lot, though.
Oh, I love this episode. I thought Richard Kai was great. I like Cassandra and Eugene bouncing off each other because they don't like each other, but they clearly respect each other to some degree.
Well, it's like when your best friend gets a boyfriend, and then you suddenly have to be friends with that guy.
That's true. No, that's what I fear with my own best friend and my own significant other. But they get along just fine. So.
But have you ever not gotten along with a friend's significant other?
Not really. If I didn't, they broke up like a week later because they realized it wasn't working. But nothing. I've never run into that issue.
I'm trying to think if I have. I like most people's the problem, which is also just a me. I am very much a Rapunzel, and someone told me this before I watched the show when I did the podcast. They're like, oh, you give me Rapunzel from the TV show vibes. And this one I felt it where I'm like, someone doesn't like me. Oh no. How am I going to fix this?
I must bake them an elaborate cake and send it to their residence.
I mean, that's kind of what I do. If anyone doesn't like me, I always try harder to make that person like me. Yeah. And now I'm in a relationship with my girlfriend. So here we are.
See, it all works out in the end, guys.
Well, it could have very well worked out like it did in this Rapunzel episode, too.
It could have, but...
And that would have been okay.
That would have been fine, but... Destiny had a different place. Been 8 years, man.
Still no songs in this episode, though.
Still no songs. Except for Wind in My Hair and that weird pop song.
Yeah. Oh. If we rewind back to the first episode, she did sing a little bit of Flower, Gleam, and Glow.
And
we set up that don't work no more.
Yeah, that doesn't work anymore. Except for at the end of that episode, we established the hair is magical again.
It's just a different kind of magical because,
it's a protection magic, not a healing magic.
Yeah, because we set up it can't be cut or destroyed, so it's got different properties.
Yes, it's the new Pokemon evolution of her magical hair.
Yeah.
I've never seen Pokemon, so if I'm wrong, don't yell at me.
Well, what are your cheese ratings of these two episodes?
I'm going to give the first episode... I'm trying to think of something Smash related that involves cheese. I'm going to give it Smash cheese. It's cheese you smash, or it's a bad TV show cheese. Now I'm going to give episode 2 Christmas cheese because of Richard Kine and his Christmas tips.
Yeah, that's fair. I am giving the first episode Short Hair Cheese, which is an art piece in the Metropolitan Museum, which is just a slice of cheese with hair, because the episode is called What the Hair.
It's a very different, interesting
art. What about
art
the second episode?
Wait, I gave my cheese rating. Christmas tips.
Oh, for the second
cheese.
Episode? Ah, ha, ha. And my cheese rating for the second episode is chocolate cheese, which I made Andrew eat in our Wicked episode.
Why would you have made him do that?
Apparently it just tastes like fudge.
That's anticlimactic.
I thought it'd
be worse.
It wasn't. It's actually not bad. It's lame to say, but it wasn't terrible.
Ah, oh, damn it. Not to say I want to torture Andrew, but I thought it'd be worse.
Who doesn't want to torture Andrew?
I don't want to torture Andrew. I like Andrew.
What? Why?
Andrew's a nice
What's
dude.
What's he ever done for you?
I mean, I haven't talked to him that much, but...
Exactly. I've done more for you.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, about to say, fucking. All right, anything else we gotta say before we wrap this on up, Liz?
It's okay. Everything is cool. Yeah. This show's good.
Yeah, the show's pretty good. The animation is really, really sticking with me.
Watch along with us. Hopefully they'll add songs.
Yeah, watch along. What do you think of the show so far, people on the Patreon? Are you excited to see what else is coming? I know I am, because, you know, I'm a basic bitch. But we'll see you next time on Patreon with Cheese. Say goodbye, Liz.
Goodbye.
Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.